Well, good morning, everybody. And if you're a reader, please do keep that passage in front of you. And thank you very much to my helpers here. And I've got some things to show you all and maybe some things you can help with as we think together this morning. As we start, if you were not a human being, I wonder what animal you would most like to be. Something for us all to think about. I guess many people would most like to be, if you weren't a human, that is, a horse. I think that would be very nice. But actually, there's an animal that I would rather be than a horse, and that is a dog. I would love to spend all day lying in a basket. The only bit I wouldn't like is the cuisine, but otherwise, I'd be very happy as a dog. Now, have you noticed how often people compare us to animals? Sometimes it's quite flattering being compared to an animal, like when someone says, you've got the wisdom of an owl. Isn't that nice? Sometimes, though, it can be a little insulting if someone says to you, you've got the manners of a pig. Well, this morning, I want to compare us to three types of worm. Yes, that's right, wiggly worms. But it's not insulting. I think when you've heard what I have to say, if anything, you'll be quite flattered by the comparison. Now, in our Bible reading this morning, Jesus is speaking to his followers, his friends, in the famous Sermon on the Mount, part of which Hannah read to us. And Jesus explains that he has made his followers into something very special, and he has given his friends a wonderful job to do. He says to his followers, you are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world. Still today, if we know and trust Jesus, he turns us into the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Now, to help us understand this wonderful job that Jesus gives his followers, and to help us understand it, whether we're adults or children, I'm going to compare us to those three kinds of worm. And I promise you, it is quite flattering. So are you ready, folks, to help me dig for my first worm? Who would like to dig in here and see if they can find the worm? Yes? And both of you can come. You with a nice bow tie and in the front here. Come up and see what you can find in my soil here. It's quite delicate, but we're going to dig. You can help him. See what you can find. Dig in there. And it's the one on top that we want. So bring this one out nice and gentle. Bring him out. Yes. And we're going to put him up here. Folks, this, if I can make him stay up, is an earthworm. Can you see it? There we go. And so this one, our first worm, this is a challenge for the follower of Jesus. Be an earthworm. If I can get that to stay up as well for you all to see. Thank you. Now, this might sound a little bit disgusting, be an earthworm. So let me explain what I mean. Earthworms are gardeners' best friends. Usually you can't see the earthworms, but they're doing an important job underground to help things grow. They're digging tunnels in the soil to bring air and water to the roots of the plants. Perhaps you can see one of our friends digging down there. Without earthworms, in many places, nothing would grow at all. I read of one school who wanted to plant a new playing field, so they decided to fill in a reservoir with pure soil from the London Underground, and they planted the grass seed, but nothing would grow on their new playing field. So they called in the experts, and the experts said, the problem is, in your pure soil, you haven't got any worms. So they had to buy a truckload of 100,000 earthworms. And they were delivered to the playing field, and they wiggled in, and the grass started to grow just fine. Earthworms make an unseen, humble, positive difference to the world around them. Well, what does this have to do with us? Just as earthworms make a positive difference to the world around them, so Jesus' followers should do the same. In our reading, Jesus said to his followers, "You are the salt of the earth." It's another way of saying the same thing. Before they had fridges, people used to rub salt into their meat to preserve it, to keep it fresh, to keep it good. Well, Jesus' followers are the salt of the earth. Our job is to keep the world fresh, to keep it good by the way we live. In other words, be an earthworm. Make a humble, unseen, positive difference to the world around us. Now you might think, I could never make a difference. But if Jesus is your king, you can. He says you are the salt of the earth. We can make a positive difference by showing the kindness of Jesus, making time for people who need it, showing people that we care for them, including people who would otherwise be left out. We can make a positive difference by showing the integrity of Jesus, telling the truth, speaking about people behind their back in the same way as we do to their face. Would you say that your school, your workplace, your village is a better and happier place for having you in it? Jesus said to his followers, "You are the salt of the earth, the preservative." So Christians, our job is to be earthworms, to make a humble, positive difference to the world around us. So folks, that's our first worm, the earthworm. Who would like to help me dig for our second worm? Yes, you? And Daniel, if you assist him, please. So dig in my garden, and it's the first one that you'll find in there, the second worm. Thank you, Arthur, as well. It's this one, actually. Can you bring that out for me? It's quite delicate, so bring him out. Easy now. This digging for worms is a tricky business. And shall we put him up on the board for everyone to see? You can walk on my garden, that's fine. Now, I hope. Daniel, see if you can stick him on that end, and I'm going to stick him up here. And Harry, could you stick up the writing one, please? Thank you. You see where it goes. Cheers. Thank you very much. And you can all take your seats. You can take a seat as well, Arthur. Thank you very much. Now, this one is an invitation to be a glowworm. Now, that's just a cartoon, but a glowworm, it's a real animal. It's an insect which has a light in its tail. And sometimes on a summer's evening, you can see glowworms with their light shining. In the dark of the evening, they let shine the light that God has given them. Now, to help us think about glowworms, I've got a lot of these glow sticks. And actually, we've got enough for everyone here to have one who's under 18. But for now, yes, but for now, I'm going to show you my one. And then at the end of the service, there'll be one for you all to take home. These glow sticks, I'm told, if you snap them like this, yes, it works. They start to glow like that. And that's what glowworms have on their tail. They let shine the light that God has given them. And I'm going to hang that there. Now, in our Bible reading, Jesus said to his followers, "You are the light of the world." A little later, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Now, when Jesus was on earth, he was like a light shining in our often dark world. He shone with truth and goodness and love. And when Jesus touched people's lives, they started to shine with his light as well. So Jesus touched the blind and made them see. He touched the deaf and they could hear. He met the lame and they leapt for joy. He also touched the lives of those who were sorrowful and brokenhearted, those who were helpless and in despair at what they'd done or had not done. And Jesus filled them with the light of God's forgiveness, love, and hope, so that they too could shine as lights, showing people the difference Jesus can make to a person's life. I think I was about 10 years old when someone explained to me what real Christianity is. It's being brought into touch with Jesus Christ, who wants to be our Saviour and friend. And when we ask him into our lives, still today, he fills us with his light. So Jesus says to his followers, "You are the light of the world." and let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." So this worm, worm number two, is an invitation. Be a glow worm. Ask Jesus to be your Saviour and friend, and he will fill you with his light, the light of God's love, forgiveness and hope. And then you will be able to let your light shine so that people can see the difference Jesus Christ makes in people's lives still today. So followers of Jesus, don't hide the difference Jesus makes to you. Be a glowworm. Well, folks, I've got one more worm in my garden. Who would like to dig for the last worm? Yes, okay, Arthur, and you, please. And you can help as well, young man. So move around here, little one. And I've one more worm in my garden. And I warn you, this worm is a little bit of a squeeze, but I hope you'll allow it. Would you like to dig here? Take that end. Now we're sharing with this, Arthur. And, yeah, can you take that end? And we're going to stick him up here. It is upside down for now. So take your end down there. And let's stick him up. Oh, I think I need this. And here. So we're going to stick him here and stick him really hard there. That's it, folks. Now, the last worm is a bit of a squeeze. It's a bookworm. Of course, the bookworm is not really an animal, but a bookworm is what we sometimes call people like me who enjoy reading. In our Bible reading, in the last verse, Jesus says, "Do not think I've come to abolish the law and the prophets. I've not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." In other words, he says, I've not come to take away the Old Testament. I've come to do what it promised. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, he said this, "Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Now, did you know that when the queen was crowned in her coronation service, an object was given to her, and the words were said, "This is the most valuable thing this world affords." What do you think she was given as they said, "This is the most valuable thing this world affords"? I've got some choices for you to choose. Maybe it was the crown. Does anyone think it was the crown, the most valuable thing this world affords? It could have been, but it wasn't. That's for you, Arthur. Maybe it was the crown jewels. They were given to her. "This is the most valuable thing this world affords." It could have been, but it wasn't. Okay, maybe it was the keys to Windsor Castle. Perhaps they were the most valuable thing this world affords. But actually, what she was given, the most valuable thing this world affords, was a Bible. And that's because in the Bible we read the background to the coming of Jesus. We read what Jesus did for us, dying for our sins and rising again so that we can come back to God. And we read Jesus and his apostles' teaching. That means the Bible is like food for our souls. Now, I know some of us don't like reading at all. And it may be harder, but we can still enjoy the Bible. We can hear it read and explained at church or in Sunday club and Pathfinders. And we can think during the week about what we've heard on Sundays. Many people tell me they like to read the Bible, but they find it very hard to understand. Well, help is at hand. There are guidebooks, Bible reading notes for all ages. And in fact, Camilla and I have laid out a selection at the back for anyone to browse and to take from free of charge. I was chatting to one senior gentleman this last week who said that he tried Bible reading notes quite late in life, and now he uses them every day. And he said, "I don't know what I would do without them." They're a help for us to understand the Bible. So be a bookworm. Harry, maybe you could put the final poster up. Be a bookworm. Enjoy your Bible. Don't just leave it gathering dust on the shelf. You could look over the readings from Sunday during the next week. You could read ahead with your children what they're going to be reading in Sunday Club and Pathfinders. Or you could try reading a bit each day whenever you can, with those notes to help. Well, folks, as we finish up for this morning, it's been a bit of fun, I hope, to think about worms. But there's a serious point to it. and I hope these worms will help us remember and understand it. This is the difference that Jesus Christ makes in our lives when we invite him in as Saviour and friend. This is the wonderful job he gives his followers. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth." So be an earthworm, make a positive difference. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." So be a glowworm, shine with the light that Jesus gives you. And Jesus said, "I've not come to abolish the law and the prophets, but fulfill them." So be a bookworm, enjoy your Bible. Arthur, do you want to hold my hand for a second? So folks, I hope you won't misunderstand me when I say that my prayer is that our church, indeed our whole village, will be riddled with worms. That is, men and women, boys and girls, who are bookworms, glowworms, and earthworms. Amen. Amen.